A bipartisan group of senators, led by Texas Republican John Cornyn, has introduced legislation designed to boost compliance with the federal background check system following a Texas church massacre that may have been prevented if authorities had reported the shooter's violent history. More from reporter Nicole Gaudiano at USA Today. Nicole, what do we have?
You know, on one hand, you could say that this bill would it's designed to enforce laws that are already on the books. States and agencies are already supposed to upload criminal history to the federal background check system. But, you know, if this were to pass, it would be significant because it would be the first update to the background check system since the 2007 NICS Improvement Act. So it is pretty significant, and especially to see a bipartisan group of senators to come together on an issue involving guns.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny you said that because when I was reading the story, I thought, well, what's this got to do? This is sort of, just moving pieces around, rewarding states for compliance and things like that. I thought that doesn't necessarily stop anything. But is it possible this is symbolic and perhaps a door opener?
Well, it might be. If you think about, this after the Virginia Tech shooting, Congress came together and they passed the NICS Improvement Act. That was designed to incentivize states to upload these records. Didn't quite work in this instance, obviously. So, that law was considered a breakthrough. And now we have, an effort to strengthen that law again. So it is a significant turn.
We're speaking with Nicole Gaudiano, reporter at USA Today, about her piece entitled Senators Make Bipartisan Breakthrough on Background Check Bill. So who are the players involved here who got this done or are getting this done?
The lead sponsors have all hail from states that have been touched by mass shootings. You have Senator Cornyn from Texas, where the church shooting just happened. You have the two senators from Connecticut, where we had the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting. And Senator Tim Scott, also from South Carolina, where we had the Charleston church shooting years ago. Mm. What I was told was that Senator Murphy and Senator Cornyn were on the Senate floor 2 days after the shooting, and they were giving back-to-back speeches about we need to do something on the background check system, and they stopped, they walked off the floor, and they started talking, and they decided to work together on a bill.
Hmm. What about this moving through the Senate? What about in the House getting something done?
I haven't heard yet about any House bill on this. You have to look at the polls on background checks, and it would seem like, you know, that there would be support for something like this. There was a poll that came out from Quinnipiac that found 95% of American voters supported universal background checks. And it was 94% support among those from households that have guns.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty significant. And it's actually the support is the highest level since the university had first asked the question after the Sandy Hook shooting.
You had mentioned that Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy wants to do more. He has been out there saying he wants to do more. What is it that he wants?
Well, he actually has a bill that he proposed a few weeks ago calling for universal background checks with some minor exceptions. His bill would target private sales because now sales at gun shows and over the internet, if the seller is a private seller, then the background check isn't required.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicole. Nicole Gaudiano, reporter at USA Today.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.